seen the YouTube video circulating from the Cowboys game Sunday night. There was a fight in the stands at the Death Star, and it looked like a Cowboys fan punching an Eagles fan, knocking him out. Well, we found out that those were actually brothers, and they were both Eagles fans. And apparently right in the middle of it was Jesse the Usher. He was the head usher at the Death Star on Sunday night for the game. He's our favorite 80-something that we have on the show, and he joins us now on the Ticket Hotline. Morning, Jesse.
You there?
Yes,
we're here.
We're here. How are you?
Oh, I'm a little bit sore this morning. I got into a little bit of a scrape at the game out at the AT&T Stadium.
Oh, yeah. Were you in the middle of the fight between the brothers?
I'm getting a little too old to deal with all that crap and goings on at these games. It's just about every week when I have to peel open a tin of whoop ass on some deal weed. And these crowds are getting worse. I swear I've done more fighting in the past 3 home games than I did in all 5 years of World War II when I was putting a dozen krauts in the ground every day.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Thank you for your service, Jesse.
Yeah, what's that now?
Never mind.
Yeah. Thank you for your service.
I sure do appreciate that. I'd like to show people to their seats, and it's my honor to do it.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about your military service, but yes, thank you for that service, too.
Yeah. Well, Sunday night I was across that stadium when I had an itch on my ear because I got ear mites. And,
gosh.
I scratched my ear and I accidentally cranked up to my hearing aid.
Mm-hmm. You know,
mine goes to 11, and and it picked up on some Eagle fans yelling at each other and acting a fool all the way across the stadium.
You heard that all the way across the stadium?
Yeah, with my hearing aid, and so I sprung into action and used my jetpack to get over there real quick. I've got one of them hover rounds with a jetpack elevation system on it that Mr. Cuban bought me, actually.
Oh, that's great.
That's pretty cool.
So I can fly around like a drone during games, you know, for my policing.
Right.
So I get over there, and there's arguing in each other's face, and I get there right when them Philadelphia Mexicans started swinging.
Oh, my gosh. Well, any idea what started the altercation?
I just assume it was cartel-related.
Oh, my gosh.
Quite an assumption.
Make that assumption, Jesse.
So much for the city of hombre love, huh? But one of them brothers, the short one, the way I remember it, to the best of my memory, which is fading somewhat, the short one hit the fat one. And that's when all that AIDS liquid went everywhere, that red stuff.
What?
Yeah, that's
what you call it.
Not, blood. Not been confirmed.
That's right. I have a hard time remembering words now. But
mm-hmm.
So I yell at them to stop in German, because that's about as close as to Mexican I know. I didn't learn too many languages, and they kept at it. So that's when I got involved.
Mm.
And when old Jesse got into the fight, it was a foregone conclusion that them boys was going to raise both flags. The white flag of surrender and that plastic one that brings you more soap appeal.
Okay, that's just a restaurant thing.
So you got in there and straightened them out, huh?
I did. And somebody tell me that that they had seen the film footage on it on the Cronkite, or somebody must have aired the fight.
Yeah, well, it's online, yeah.
It's what now?
It's online. It's on YouTube. It's everywhere. It's gone viral.
Boy, I didn't understand a word you just said.
You're right. The film is out there, and it got on the evening news.
Well, I'm really lucky that my ninja skills have really stuck with me, because they really helped. And, it's strange when you get older, you lose so much of your ability of things you used to be able to do, but then some things stay with you.
Yeah.
Like there's only 2 things I can think of that I haven't lost in my golden years, and one of them is them mad ninja skills I got.
That's great. What's the other?
Oh, that's the ability to make love with no refractory period.
Oh, my gosh.
One woman's after the other.
We don't want to hear
that. Wow, that's pretty impressive, Jesse.
I'm in assisted living now, and which ain't too bad. They got the good food and a pleasant staff and some great old ladies who will take them dentures out and gum you in the
head. Hey.
Jesse, we're on the air.
Come on.
I tell you, I've been tearing it up in here.
I don't want to hear that.
They call me old bareback Jesse.
Oh, gosh.
I don't like nothing between me and heaven, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Jesse,
we're going to let you go.
Well, all right, then. So who is this? Who am I talking with? Is this a credit card company? I'm still trying to straighten out that Discover card.
No, it's the users. George and Craig.
You're on our radio show.
Y'all got a radio show?
Yes, for a long time.
Well, you ought to have me on sometime.
All right. We will. We'll call you.
All right. All right, then.
All right. We'll see you, Jesse.
Okay, I sure do appreciate it. Hey, y'all going to watch them old Trump tear up Obama tonight?
I don't think they're debating it against each other, but yeah. Right. We'll see you. That's Jesse the Usher. It is.